Today marks a new financial year and with it a pay bump of 3.5% for all workers on a minimum award wage. July 1 also means that traffic fines and car rego are going up by 3.4% and electricity prices in the southeast will jump by around 3.7%. That will add about $77 a year to your bill. The LNP government's Caloundra congestion busting plan has five key parts, with work to begin before the end of the year. The traffic easing projects include upgrading the intersection of Nicklin Way, Caloundra Road and Pelican Waters Boulevard, upgrading the Bell Vista Boulevard, Caloundra Road intersection, including adding slip lanes to and from Caloundra Road, and constructing a new Kawana Way Link Road Bells Creek arterial overpass to Caloundra Road.
Congestion busting plan is not only in the budget, but there is a plan to deliver it as part of Main Roads' Q-Trip program. And that shows how serious we are about it. The plan does a couple of things. It provides an alternate access into the Caloundra CBD, but it's also about dealing with congestion in some of those key intersections.
Premier David Crisafulli there. More than 32,000 vehicles travel the Caloundra Road corridor every day. Well, after more than a year of searching for answers across the country, police have now finally been able to ID a man who was found deceased in Maroochy River in November 2023. The 47-year-old was originally from Yarram in Victoria and moved to the coast shortly before his death, which has been deemed non-suspicious. A report is now being prepared for the coroner. And a world-leading cancer researcher will be visiting Mooloolaba today. QI Emma Berghoff, a Master Switch cancer researcher, Professor Michelle Wicks, will attend a special celebration at Mooloolaba to mark the Institute's 80 years of pioneering discoveries, including a new type of immunotherapy she's developing to target the most common form of bowel cancer. The professor says our region has played a crucial role in cancer research over the years, including its landmark skin cancer and melanoma studies with the community of Nambour back in the 80s and 90s.